Santorini. We'd all like to be there, wouldn't we, Graham?
We would indeed. Santorini by a Greek bloke.
Now, our reporter, Michelle Winnett, has just been to Santorini, where she talked to the resident manager, Dimitrios Mitsios, of the luxury hotel, the Iconic in Santorini. Now, she asked him about the service, the privacy, the romance, and the distinctive style that awaits guests from early spring to late fall at the Iconic Hotel.
Hello and good morning. I'm here at the Iconic Santorini Hotel for Travel Writers Radio with the resident manager, Dimitrios Mitsios. Did I say it correctly?
Perfect.
And we're here on Santorini, aren't we?
Exactly. On Imerovigli village of Santorini, the highest settlement on the volcanic rim, just about 1,200 feet straight drop from the beautiful volcanic bay of Santorini.
Well, you've painted a beautiful picture here, Dimitrios. Could you tell us a little bit about the concept of this iconic hotel? And it really is. It's more than five-star luxury to me. It's seven, but it's relaxed.
The truth is that we don't measure the level of the services that we offer by stars, as by many ways this is a unique property. First of all, we are on the face of a volcanic cliff. Everything is laid out in levels. There's no flat surface. There's nothing that reminds of the standard five-star hotels that people have in mind, with great spaces or with huge rooms and conference rooms and things like that. But we do have something that other hotels don't have. First of all, we have to call our business a hotel because we have to refer to it as something. But this is actually mostly a Greek residence. This is a big Greek home where we welcome all of our guests as our friends and family coming from abroad. And we have expanded this philosophy into pretty much every department and every aspect of the hotel, both the things that our guests see and also the things that our guests don't see, but they feel right from the first moment they step into the property.
Well, I think from the beginning, when a guest arrives here, the welcome is so unusual. We came in and, of course, you sit down as if we're old friends. And you're offered a cherry liqueur?
A sour cherry refreshment.
Mm-hmm. And tell us about your pen selection.
The selection of pens that we have, inspired by the owner of the property, is a Mont Blanc, a Caran d'Ache, and a Porsche pen that are offered to the guests to sign. And of course, this is something that takes people aback the moment they say it. It's something that a lot of our guests take a picture of. It's something that you usually don't see often. And the whole thing is that the way that we build everything, that we structured our procedures, our policies and everything, is by putting ourselves in the position of somebody visiting a foreign country and how they would like to be treated.
Yes.
For example, if I came to your place, I would imagine that we would sit all together at the living room or sitting room or out in the patio, and I presume I would be offered something to drink, and then I guess that one of you would start to talk to me a bit about the location, about what's in it for me, what do I expect to see, to feel, to experience. And this is exactly what we do. And this expands by having no room folders in the rooms. We don't expect our guests to find anything printed, as this would not resemble a Greek home. So we have to relay all the necessary information to our guests on a first-person basis. And we do that with all the warmth of the Greek hospitality that we have as Greeks by DNA.
And you call it Hellenic hospitality. Just briefly, what is
that? The official name of the country is Hellas. Hellas. Greek is the name that the country was given by the Turks under the 400 years of occupation.
Oh.
and it kind of sounds, in the Turkish language, I think it means something like slaves.
Oh my gosh.
Just the same way Santorini is a nickname, as the official name of the island is Thera.
Oh my.
From King Theras, a Spartan descendant that came and populated the island, I don't know how many thousands of years ago, but he did so. And Santorini was the nickname that the Venetian sailors gave the island, coming to the island and docking at the church of Santa Irene in Italian. So Santorini is the nickname of the island. So Hellenic, in other words, Greek hospitality, is something which is hardwired into our DNA and is something that we're all willing to offer.
And it really is seamless here. In fact, we were lucky enough to have Dimitris walk us to our room, and there's no little card that says for Wi-Fi access, press this, do that. He writes it down with a pencil. Here it is. I mean, it's just beautiful. No, don't do this, don't do that signs. It's all so calm here.
And as we don't expect our guests to remember everything, we do have a telephone device, mm-hmm. and we ask our guests just to dial zero. And actually, zero is their lifeline number. is the number you need to call for pretty much everything: to order breakfast, to ask a question, to ask for somebody to come over with their paperwork, to book something. We don't send our guests to the reception to organize their outings, their activities, their excursions.
So, just a little bit more about your cave concept, because they are caves, they're ancient.
Indeed. Yes. The initial owner at the late 60s, early 70s started to purchase original Santorinian cave homes that mm-hmm. were left abandoned after the earthquake of 1956. It took him quite a few years to get over the old rusty gears of the Greek bureaucracy in order to create the first organized hotel in Imerovigli, not on the island, in Imerovigli. Back then it was called Thanos Villas, and it consisted only of the third three levels of today's property. And they were original cave houses, which is the reason why none of our rooms is identical in size or shape to each other. In each category of accommodations that we might have, three or four units of the same category, none of them are the same. They share the same features, but they're not the same as if an architect would build the same square rooms.
Again, another thing that's so totally unique about this iconic hotel property. And I certainly enjoyed the pool, the whirlpool in our room. Mm-hmm, and you have mm-hmm. pools inside and outside to mm-hmm, offer. Mm-hmm.
We have a total of 8 different room categories that start with simple deluxe rooms that offer the bedroom, the bathroom, the basic facilities, mm-hmm. and go all the way up to the iconic suite, also known as our presidential suite, which features both an indoor and an outdoor heated and jetted plunge pool. The grotto suite that you currently reside into is a suite that offers an indoor plunge pool, which, as the weather today is not so warm to be outside, is quite a pleasant thing to have so that you can enjoy inside.
How did you know? And it has candles. For those of you that want to know, this property is so ideal for a romantic getaway. It's just... Well, for one thing, under 14 are not allowed. So it's mm-hmm. quiet, it's cozy. There are so many levels that you have your own balcony.
To be politically correct, as you
certainly.
Like to say, we do not have balconies. We, mm-hmm. as all of the units are cave units, which means the back of the room is dug into the cliff,
okay.
into the mountain, into the soil. Mm-hmm. All of their entrances are at the front, so mm-hmm. the front terraces are not private in the sense of nobody will be walking in front
yes.
of you, or mm-hmm. You can walk outside, let's say, half naked and don't worry that anybody will see you. There's no such thing as that kind of privacy,
mm-hmm.
not just here, but anywhere in the caldera, in the volcanic cliff of Santorini.
Mm-hmm.
But we do provide personal and private space dedicated for each room outside
yes.
on the terrace spaces, all of them facing the volcano, all of them with direct and unobstructed views to the volcano, the Aegean Sea, and the rest of the caldera setup. and providing also the necessary sunbeds, the umbrella, the table to have your breakfast and everything else. Coming to the breakfast, which was your question.
Yes.
As the entire philosophy is addressing couples looking for a romantic escape, mm-hmm. for the privacy and the quietness away from the hustle and bustle of busy Fira or Ia or any other busy part of the island, where even in mid-August, the craziest time of the year, our property here is always serene and tranquil. In the same sense, we don't press our guests to wake up at a specific time. So this is why we have cancelled all deadlines or timelines or time constraints. Regarding breakfast. Our guests mm-hmm. can wake up as early as they wish, even for early risers that will decide to wake up before 7 a.m. in the morning, which is a cruel time to wake up. But
Santorini.
even if they do, they will always find fresh coffee and tea and the world-famous Greek yogurt and freshly squeezed juices, a delicious continental breakfast. And after 7 a.m. that our chef walks into the property, they can have pretty much everything. Now, over the years, we've identified that our guests enjoy diversity of breakfast.
Mm,
and yes. Just as lack of space is restraining us in having food to throw away in order of not having a buffet that the guest will have to come over and fill up their plates and things like that, we decided to present a more homely version of breakfast, which is waking up and having something different every day. Custom tailored breakfast, serve it within 10 to 15 minutes from the moment they call us right outside their room mm-hmm. at their personal terrace table. And this means they don't have to get dressed or come to the restaurant. They can go out with their bathrobes and enjoy a private, quiet breakfast at their own timing.
That seems to be the outfit for breakfast here. I so love it. This beautiful fluffy robes, and you can just mm-hmm. get your little slippers on and saunter out there. Now, before we go, quickly tell us about your food and beverage program. You have a wonderful young chef.
Yes, Matthäus Sorotos is a very talented young chef, quite knowledgeable of the local recipes, and he always strives on a daily basis to get in touch with local producers and get as much fresh local vegetables as possible. Santorini does not produce any meat, so our meat is Greek 100%, but it comes from the mainlands, maybe except for the ribeye steaks that come from abroad, but everything else is Greek or locally produced, especially the fish, which is fished around Santorini. And in order for us to extend the same food and beverage philosophy mm-hmm. into our lunches and dinners, we send the chef out every day to the local market, and he shops whatever freshest ingredients he can find. We only shop for those that have made the reservation in a timely manner, ideally the day before, if not at least 3 or 4 hours in advance, so that we have enough time to purchase the appropriate ingredients and prepare a fresh lunch or dinner prepared exactly the moment our guest sits at the table, which is why our guests rave about the food quality.
I just want to thank you from the bottom of my heart and for taking the time to speak with us on Travel Writers Radio and sharing your love for this place, because it shows. Thanks again.
Exactly. Thank you very much for the opportunity.
That was Michelle Witter there speaking with Dimitris Mitsios of the multi-award-winning Iconic Hotel in Santorini. For more information, www.iconicsantorini.com.
That's our show this week. It was great to have your company, and we look forward to being back with you next Wednesday from 5 p.m. when we'll have the best of food, wine, lifestyle and travel here at Travel Writers Radio on J-Air 87.8 FM in Melbourne. We're also live on the internet at www.jair.com.au and available 24/7 on soundcloud.com/travelwritersradio.